With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Republicans voting down efforts to stop the war. A top Democrat implored fellow senators to ask themselves if they stand with Americans, quote, exhausted with forever wars. A Republican quickly said Democrats would rather obstruct President Trump than obliterate Iran's national nuclear program. History-making event off the coast of Sri Lanka. A U.S. submarine has sunk an Iranian warship. Here's Charles de la Desma.
Sri Lanka's foreign minister says its navy received information that the IRS Dena with 180 people on board was in distress and sinking. The island nation sent ships and Air Force planes on a rescue mission. A navy official adds, by the time the ships reached the location, there was no sign of the ship and there were only some oil patches and life rafts. Adding, we found people floating on the water. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, at a Pentagon news briefing, says the U.S. thinks that the sunken vessel was the Islamic Republic's prize ship.
Instead, it was sunk by a torpedo. The first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II.
I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump says the U.S. is decimating Iran's war capabilities.
Missiles are being wiped out rapidly. Their launchers are being wiped out. They're attacking their neighbors. They're attacking their, in some cases, allies or not so long ago allies. And, you know, it's really a nation that was out of control, and they would have used it on us if we let them, if we waited any longer.
President Trump says he will soon endorse a Republican candidate in the Texas Senate race. Incumbent John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton advanced Tuesday to a May 26th runoff for the nomination. Democrats have nominated state lawmaker James Tallarico. This is SRN News. Indiana protects foster care providers.
New legislation signed by Republican Governor Mike Braun bars the state government from refusing to do business with faith-based adoption and foster care agencies. Indiana lawmakers produced the bill as they watch more liberal states block Christian ministries from placing kids because those ministries do not embrace the LGBT agenda. The new law also protects Christian parents from discrimination within the system. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas legislature approving a bill last year giving schools the option of setting aside a daily school prayer period. School boards were required to consider whether they wanted to allow prayer. Most of the state's 1,200 school districts appear to have declined the offer. Bill sponsor, Republican David Spiller, says about 15 districts have opted in. The law lets students pray or read religious texts during that period of time. This is SRN News. Well, the Winter Paralympics are coming to Milan Cortina, celebrating the 50th anniversary. Here's Bob Agnew.
China will be looking to extend its dominance as a Paralympic powerhouse. Ukraine and some other countries boycotted the opening ceremony over the return of the Russian flag and anthem. The games will officially kick off on Friday amid the tensions of the war in the Middle East, which prompted travel headaches for many athletes. Wheelchair curling kickstarted the six-sport competition on Wednesday. Bob Agner reporting.
College football Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz has died. He was 89. Aaron Judge will captain a loaded U.S. roster at the World Baseball Classic. Americans chasing their first title since 2017. Now, the tourney opens up Thursday at the Tokyo Dome, then moves on to games in Houston, Miami, and San Juan. More details, srnnews.com.